Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. No one went out, and no one came in. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to Joshua, "See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and its king, and its mighty men of valor. And you shall go around the city, all your men of war, and go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall carry before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall go around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him." And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests, and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah." And he said to the people, "Pass on, and go around the city, and let those who are armed pass on ahead of the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah." And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on ahead of the Lord, Jehovah, and blew with the trumpets. And the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, Jehovah, followed them. And the armed men went before the priests who blew with the trumpets, and the rear guard followed after the Ark, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day that I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout." So the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah, circled the city, going around it once, and they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah, went on continually, and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the Ark of the Lord, Jehovah, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they circled the city once, and returned into the camp, they did so 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and circled the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they circled the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout! Because the Lord, Jehovah, has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all who are in it, to the Lord, Jehovah, only Rahab the prostitute shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, keep yourselves from the cursed things, lest you make yourselves cursed, when you take of the cursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver, and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated, set apart as holy, to the Lord, Jehovah. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord, Jehovah." So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they completely destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox, and sheep, and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the 2 men who had spied out the country, "Go into the prostitute's house, and bring out from there the woman, and all that she has, as you swore to her." And the young men who were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brothers, and all that she had. And they brought out all her relatives, and left them outside the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was in it. Only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord, Jehovah. And Joshua saved Rahab the prostitute alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she lives in Israel even to this day. Because she hid the messengers, which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua prophesied to them at that time, saying, "Cursed is the man before the Lord, Jehovah, who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation at the cost of his firstborn, and at the cost of his youngest son he shall set up its gates. So the Lord, Jehovah, was with Joshua. And his fame was spoken of throughout all the country.